How y'all doing out there?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Nora, and we have Derek. I have Derek with me today, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to advise you, those callers that are calling in, please call in as soon as possible. You need to call in the first 15 minutes in order to get through. And that number is 347-215-9262. Again, that number is 347-215-9262. So, Derek, what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about something that's very interesting that I know I'm going to have a lot of callers with their comments on it today. But the topic of discussion will be, first of all, let me commend all the brothers who take care of their homes and their households and their kids and their family or whatever. But while that being said, we're going to talk about men who just leech off their women. You know, they live in the household. They don't want to pay no bills. They want to ask her for money every time they want to go outside and kick it with the fellas. You know, ain't trying to look for no type of employment. That's what we're going to comment on. And that's very important because, ladies, we need y'all intake on that. And we need to know, how do we get these brothers motivated, you know, to get up and get out and do something about his situation? You know, you got to get bored just sitting in the house playing PlayStation all day, you know, and eating turkey sandwiches and not doing nothing with yourself. You know, how you feel about that, Eleanor?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. And we have a call on the line. The last four numbers are 4331. Carl, are you there?
Yeah, what's happening with y'all? Show buddy.
Hey, show buddy, what's up?
What's happening with y'all? What y'all? I just called in. I don't know what's going on.
Sure, buddy. How you doing, man? This is Derek, man. I was speaking to you last week on the last show. We talked a little bit about the Trayvon Martin situation or whatever. You know, we had the lady caller that called in, and she was rapping for us or whatever.
But, right, that's what happened.
Yeah. But we're talking about the brothers, man, that, you know, that live with their women. And they don't work, you know, they just don't do nothing, exactly do nothing. We trying to see how we can motivate these type of brothers, you know, to get out and do something about their situation, change it, instead of just, you know, just leeching off a woman and, you know, and using her and taking advantage of her. What's your take on that, short body?
That's like, I mean, it's like, you know, man, they gotta come from themselves, man. They gotta be want to do something as a man. They gotta find resources and what they need to do as far as what their talents are, what they love to do already as a man. They should already have an idea of what type of work they like to do and what type of talents they have as of right now. So what they would need to do is try to find the resources that'll help them develop some type of education towards what they really want to do in life. They gotta start trying to make it, you know, build careers for themselves, you know what I mean? Setting goals, setting them smaller goals to create them bigger goals for themselves. They got to start thinking outside of just thinking they can't be somebody. They can't see what it is. They don't have no belief in themselves in the first place. So, you know, they got to find out, you know, what they got, get the talent is for them to even go somewhere to even try to do something else or for somebody to even encourage them or for our queens to help encourage them to do something. They got to know what they really love to do first. You know what I mean? And they got to think outside of them four blocks and outside of that square box they in, because the world is big, man. So, you know, saying that to say that, we entrap ourselves a lot, man. That's why they sit at the home, act like they ain't got nowhere, they can't get no job and all this and that, because they limit themselves to what they really have out there. You know what I mean? So they have to open themselves to the world. You know what I mean? As a man, they got to be able to open themselves to the world and don't limit themselves thinking that's the only way out. You know, if they didn't get accepted for the jobs that they've been going to, they got to find something that they really love to do and end up going to school for to learn how to master that trade that they got. So they can't go, you know what I mean, sacrifice must be made. They got to know that they have to go learn the skills, you know what I mean, to actually get better jobs, to actually want better jobs. You have to learn the skills. You have to learn the things that you have to, you mean, that consists of what you love to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So instead of going out there trying to find jobs and stuff like that they don't like to be in and they feel like they don't want to work, they don't want to really be there, they got to start finding jobs, start finding educational tools that help them go into the same field that they love to do. You know what I mean? If they turn the video games off, they need to find an educational facility where they can go find out how to make video games or how to make, you know what I mean, how to develop computer skills and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So they got to know what their options are and actually go look for them options to help them develop themselves. You know what I mean? We got to start developing ourselves as men, you know what I mean? So their mentality has to get changed first to, you know, knowing that they have to be, you know, there's other things to do other than playing games and smoking weed and all that, you know what I mean?
I couldn't agree with you more, short body. You know, I agree with everything you just said. But what do you say to the brothers that, you know, who seem to have lost their motivation? I mean, the ones that they come into a relationship with a woman and, you know, they doing their thing with the woman, you know, they're holding it down, you know, taking care of what they need to take care of. And then all of a sudden just falls off and just get lazy. Like, how do we motivate them brothers?
You know what? I like to take that a step farther. What about the brothers that are sitting out there feel like that's their job, is just taking care of women? They go after women just so they can be taken care of. And what they don't realize is further down the road, as they get older and hit social 65, then what you going to do? Suppose that woman is no longer here on earth. How are you going to take care of yourself? You know?
Right.
What are you going to do then? Looks only last so long.
Right.
I have to agree with short body. You know, it starts with, you know, a man wanting to, you know, be a man for his own self, take care of his own, you know, going to tapping into the resources he need to tap into for him to, you know, to be able to get jobs or go or gain more education that he needs to be successful or whatever, you know. That's why I think we should go, you know, a man should do as far as, you know, going with that or whatever, as far as, you know, just wanting to use a woman or whatever. But my thing was, you know, men that already are established and they get with
right.
a woman and they
right.
get comfortable and then they just, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to work no more. Like, how do we get these others motivated?
Okay, see, I feel what you're talking about because I basically, man, that's why I don't deal with relationships like I do as far as my status. Because if you have to have, when you're doing what you're doing, man, you have to have, like, you cannot be unhappy at the home and then go out there and be able to accomplish your goals and help people. That's like me being to go home and then I got negative situations around me, but when I go out in the streets and do seminars and talks and selling my books and CDs, I feel a whole different vibe. I'm out here, you know, helping people out. You know what I mean? So saying that to say, it starts at the home, man. You got to have somebody that's really, really, really pushing you, you know, motivating you to be a positive role model in your surroundings. You know what I mean? Sometimes these queens are so mistreated that they don't even know how to help us as men. When they see us doing something positive and making major moves in our life, they don't even, by their mind frame, being already thinking that, you know what I mean, we ain't go too much amount to nothing, and when we do try to do something, you know what I mean, it ain't gonna go too far, that they don't really have a belief in us as well as men, because we don't show them that that we really want to do this. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like I said, I don't have a stable relationship because I have to have that motivation at my home, man. I have to have that woman that's going to really understand my situations. I might have to leave the house for 2 weeks. I might have to be gone for a month. I might have to be gone for 2 months. But I got to have that understanding at the home and that trust and that motivational force that's going to help me want to keep coming back home to that woman. You know what I mean? Because it's like right now it's about adding on, man. It's a two-people thing. It ain't no, I get money and she don't get no money and wait on me to bring it home. It's I get money, you get money, we collaborate, and then we make moves together. We build kingdoms together. You know what I'm saying? So it's got to be a two part motivational thing when it comes to that. And also as a man, like, you know, we do need a support a queen that'll back us up behind what we do if they see that we're actually trying to do something positive with our life. And they know the sacrifice must be made in this lifestyle we're doing. You know what I mean? As being a king, as an entrepreneur, we have to sacrifice a lot of time and take a lot of risk that average people don't take, because we out there in this world for real. And when you out there in this world, you have to have some open-minded woman that's going to actually help you accomplish yours as well as you can help her accomplish hers. You know what I mean? It's a collaboration thing, man.
Right. I agree with you, short body. I mean, everything you're saying, you pretty much covering. You touching on everything that, you know, that needs to be touched on what we talking about, because, you know, we just need that these young men out here, they need to know that you know, it definitely starts with the role models that they done had in their life or whatever, you know, that sets that standard, sets that bar. So, you know, they pick up from them and they can be able to take some from the older people and take it with them and be able to, you know what I'm saying, utilize it when they go out here and they get in these relationships with women. And, you know, as far as holding a job down and being able to work, you know, being a strong man. So I definitely feel you on that, Short Body. But let us get to another caller. I'm going to come back to you, Short Body. We always loving what you got to say.
And, okay.
We're going to go to the caller.
9932.
No, caller 9932. Can we get your comments on the men who, you know, sit around the house all day, won't work, you know, just want a woman to take care of them? How do you feel about that? What's your take on that? Hello, you there?
9932.
Last four digits, 9932. You there?
I don't think they want to talk. Well, let's go back and see what Short Body has to say. Okay, yeah, you know, and I like to say to those gentlemen who really want to get out there and do something and change the way they live, that's one of the things that Mad Dash is all about, you know. We do have a Tuesday night group that meets from 5 to 7 at 3023 4th Avenue South. We invite you to come out and get connected up with that group, and through that we can connect you with resources to help you get employment and to help you better your education and, you know, make a future for yourself. And we have that group is every Tuesday night, and we do provide dinner and child care at no cost to you. So if you want to get up and do something with your life, make a change in your life, make a difference in your life, come on out. And on that note, I'd like to say congratulations to V.J. Smith, who was inaugurated last Friday night as the national president of Minneapolis, not only as the national president of Mad Dads, Inc. That makes us corporate now. So, V.J., on behalf of your staff, and all the people that know and love you, congratulations.
Congrats.
And we do have another caller. Let's try 4331. And Short Body, we'll be right there.
9932.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
9932. You've been hearing what we've been talking about as far as the, you know, the men who want to sit around and leech off their ladies and don't want to get up and work a job and just sit around and eat turkey sandwiches and play PlayStation all day. Like, what's your take on that, brother? How can we motivate them?
How you doing today?
All right, now, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing fine. My name is Ricky Thomas. You know me. First of all, I want to say, I give all honor, glory, and praises to VJ for standing as a man
and doing
the things in the community that he's doing. First of all, I want to say, men, if you don't have a medical reason why you can't stay at home or you can't work or whatever the case may be, and you have that very special someone in your life that God has placed in your life. First of all, he said he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And now I have to say this. Don't think that this is something that's a joke. Because we have to understand that we have to take care of our women and our children on this earth. The Word of God speaks of that. So all I'm saying is this here. Do something. Do something. Don't expect a woman to take care of you because it's not going on. And keeping it real, God is not going to let it to keep happening. He looks out for everybody, but he's not going to let things happen to whereas there's confrontation, men, you're being lazy, and, hey, yeah, well, I ain't got to worry about nothing because my woman here and she going to do this and that and the other. It ain't about her doing it. It's about working together. Y'all, brothers, as we stand in this thing together, wake up and see that it's no more about way back then, but it's about right now because God is our strength. If you want to do something, stand up for that woman in your life. Do things that you have to do. You understand me? Because there's no more playing games out here. I mean, I'm in a situation right now to whereas, you understand me, Yes, I've had open heart surgery and whatever the case may be, but I'm still trying to find a way to help the lady that's in my life.
Okay, I could definitely hear where you're coming from, Ricky. I really do agree with everything you were saying too. You know, you find a wife, you find a good thing. That scripture always was one of my favorites. But my thing is this: how do we motivate these men, you know, that's been leeching off their women for a while, to actually, like, how do we motivate them to get up and, you know, do what they got to do? I see a lot of young females out here today that have their man there at the house, and he don't do nothing but just leech off her. You know what I mean? She's taking care of him. She's taking care of his kid. She's really the mother. You know what I mean? So how do we motivate them, brothers? What do we do? How do we motivate them? And that's my take. Just give me something a little bit. Tell me how we can do that.
First of all, the thing it is that these men, young men, whatever the case may be, have to have a decision made up in their minds that this is what they want to do. If not, it's not going to work. The thing it is this here. Young men, we need y'all to come on. We have different programs here in the Twin Cities that would help you to change your mind about how you think about different things going on as far as your relationship with a woman and your children. You understand? To educate. You know, there's education going on around here. They're giving grants. They're doing a lot of things in the Twin Cities here, right here in Minneapolis and St. Paul. If you really want to do something, if you're thinking about change your mind, reach out. There's Mad Dads. There's Amica's programs. There's the Urban League. There is so many different other programs that will help you to change the things that is going on in your life. Yeah, you know, you talk about you're tired of hearing about your woman complaining this and that and the other. If you're tired of them complaining, then wake up and see.
And I
what
have a
you
question
need to
I'd
do.
Like, and I have a question that I like to ask brothers that are out there doing that. What kind of example are you setting for your children? I mean, is this how you want your son to grow up, being dependent on someone else and not being man enough to stand up on his own? Is this the kind of example that you want to set for your daughter, to put her in the same position as your woman is? How would you feel if your daughter grew up and became involved with someone who did the same thing to her?
Right.
Okay.
That's something for them to think about also.
Okay. Now, I will say this, okay? I don't have a son in my life. You know, well, I do have sons in my life, praise God, but, you know, not biological. But as far as my daughter was concerned, when she was raised and when she was coming up, I told her, I said, baby, and I want you men to listen to this. I was not able to be around my daughter at the time when the things was going on between her mother and I. But I put specifically in mind that, hey, baby, look over the fact of what your dad's going through and everything like this here. But I need you, and this goes for men too, okay? Get your education. First of all, get your education. Then, when you get your education and decide what you want to do in life, then when you decide that you want that special, significant one in your life, you understand me, then you do what you have to do. But make sure that you get that education and that you have that security within yourself, first of all, because mom and dad ain't going to always be there. And praise God, yeah, I just got to be real. Men, come on, young men, come on. Let's wake up.
I'm glad that you called up here and you spoke to us, Mr. Ricky. We're gonna keep you on the line. We're gonna get to some other callers or whatever. It's always good speaking to you whenever you call. For the new callers, we need y'all to give us a call and give y'all input on what we're talking about as far as the men that's laying around leeching off their women's. The number is 347-215-9262. That's the Blog Talk Radio. Come talk to us. We really want to hear your input on what we're talking about. I just want to share a little something because I picked this topic because I've been through this before. You know, I've lived off a woman before. I mean, come on, you know, we all got some things that we're not proud of that we've done in our past or whatever. And I've done it. And what really made me come up out of that situation was that I got tired of her calling the shots, you know. I mean, she was the one that was making the money. I didn't have the money. I was living off her. I got tired of her calling the shots. I got tired of her telling us what we can eat or what we could eat or where we can go and where we not going to go. I just got tired of all that. You know what I mean? So I had to make a choice right then and there. Well, am I going to continue to live like this or am I going to do something about it? And what I did was I made a choice and I did something about it. No, I don't know if you brothers know about Job Corps, but I did that. I went to Job Corps. I went and picked up some trades, and I hit the world out on my own after I picked up the trades and got my education. You know, that's something that no one can take from you. So, brothers, if y'all need some resources, y'all need to know how, if y'all going through this, why don't y'all give us a call up here at Mad Dads? You know what I mean? Because we definitely can provide and give you some assistance to any type of situations, any type of situation you're going through as far as, you know, trying to better yourself or trying to, you know, be successful in life. But sure. We have a caller. We got Shorebody back on the line. Shorebody, can you can you touch back up on what we were just talking about, Shorebody?
Yeah, man. Well, like I said about it, the thing is, man, I'm talking about, like, real deep, when it comes deep to it, it's the hood, it's the hood mentality of our queens and our men. Our
right.
Queens, they're even accepting a man that are laying in their house and shit like that is already the man friend that they shouldn't even be in, period. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it also comes from the fact that, like, by not treating them like the queens and know that they're more valuable as a situation, they deserve better in life, they end up falling into a trap with a man that's study living off them, but his man is also trapped too, so they end up not being able to help each other at all, so they end up being in the same sticky situation. Both of them usually end up not realizing their values in life, their personal values, their person. Our hood mentality, that's all a trait, a cycle of the hood mentality. I talk about that in my book, man. That's how we think it, our mind process. Her thinking process, even if she was believing in her queen status, she wouldn't even let a man come in her presence with that type of mentality. You feel what I'm saying? Unless
right.
he was willing to contribute to her situation. You know what I mean? And he wouldn't even want to be in that. See, the thing is, what you were just saying earlier about how you were staying with somebody and they was calling the shots. She was using that for her advantage, as far as calling the shots, instead of being a queen and then trying to help you get on too and show you how to get it cracking so both of y'all can be calling shots. She was
right.
using her status to keep you controlled instead of her being the leader. Okay, she probably got something going more than you. By she being something more than you, then now it's time to help you get on too. It's supposed to be a collaboration, and it never ends
right.
up being a collaboration. It ends up our mind frame take us to a control thing instead of a collaboration thing. So we end up being enemies, and you end up leaving, like you said, you end up leaving just because she was trying to tell you to control you. She wasn't trying to help you get back going with her so y'all can get it together. Then y'all can build a relationship. It was all about, I'm paying for this. I'm paying for that. No, you can't go in there. You can't even go in there with that mind frame in order to build things with each other, man. I did it too. Like you said, I did the same. I've made a thousand mistakes. I still make mistakes like that, man. I'm not perfect.
Right.
You know, we still fall off into the bull crap that we don't need to be in, but we still have to learn from it and try to do better with ourselves. You know what I mean? So saying that to say, man, it's the mentality of how our people are within the poverty, period, man. Our whole mentality, the women and the men, that's why we don't never collaborate and get stuff done, and we end up sitting on that couch like that, you know what I mean? So it's got to be.
Let me ask you a question, Shorebody. What's the name of the book you talking about all this in? What's the name of your book?
Shorebody's Thug Bible. It's the Thug Bible. What this book does is walk you through the ghetto, man. So it got cuss words in it and stuff like that because it walks you through the ghetto. And in the
right.
ghetto, it's a sad story, but it does exist. You feel what I'm saying? So what it do when it walk you through the ghetto, it teaches you the ways out the ghetto. Use this book as a tool for success, man, so people can see exactly why we make the choices we make. The mind frame that I had as a kid growing up, the reasons why I made all the mistakes I made, the reasons that a lot of my ghetto soldiers make these mistakes we make because of the mind frame that we grew up in, the hood mentality that we grew up in. This is what that book about. You know what I mean? It's a light to being shined on our ghetto and our people of poverty, and it's also a smack in the face to them as a wake up call. You know what I mean? So they can see. It's a look at ourselves in the mirror and show memory back to our people, man, in the right ways, so they can actually learn from our mistakes. And for the people on the outside of the ghettos and the people of poverty, how they be down in us and down in our movements and down in what we try to do to come about the ghetto, you know what I mean? They need to read that book and see that book so they can understand why our men, like I said, the situation we got today with our men are sitting on couches instead of believing in their talents and going out there and getting it and making their kingdoms, you know what I'm saying? So
right. That's
what it's about, man. And the book called Sharp Body Thug Bible. And it's called Sharp Body Thug Bible because they called me a thug before they called me an author. They told me I could be an entrepreneur. And not just me, us before me is my company, all of us. You see what I'm saying? So they had our mentality trapped at one time. Now we're trying to get them about that mentality through the Thug Bible. And what we do with it is show love and memory back to our communities. You know what I mean? That's what that book does. It got real people in it. It got a Happy Memorial Day section in it for all the ghetto soldiers that died in our gang wars, natural life causes, or whatever. It shows homage to our communities, you know what I mean, and shows light to them. So that's what it's about, man. That's what we do with it.
So, buddy, where can I go pick this book up at? Where can I go get this book at?
Well, if I'm in your city like I am now, you can get it from me. Just tell me where you're at. And then other than that, though, trapper.com 04-0103. That's my website, man. trapper.com/04-0103. Now, this is what I'm going to tell y'all, like I tell everybody. On that website where you buy my book at, it's $20 because my publishing company who I publish with, they get their money off of it. But if you see me, if I'm in your city, you see me on the streets, or I tell you where I'm at, you get it from me for $10 because I pay five and I get 10 for it. So I'm in the streets. Get it from me and I'll sign it from y'all. Sign it for you and give you a free copy of my CD and everything. So see me on the streets, man, basically.
Okay, so are you in the Minneapolis area this today?
Yeah.
I know you've been traveling a lot. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Minneapolis right now. I just got here this morning. I just came back from Washington, D.C., man. So I'm out here to April 25th. You know what I mean? So I'm in the Minneapolis area, man. We got the new T-shirts. I got new T-shirts out right now. I got new books. I got new CDs, and we in the streets right now looking for executive producer and an engineer out here in Minneapolis to put some music together. So tell everybody, get at me at sharpbody@gmail.com if y'all want to do some work.
Okay, is there any more last minute things you want to say? We got like 2 minutes left. You know, we got you on this line. You want to just touch back up on what we talked about earlier? Any last thoughts or anything?
Yeah, man. Queens, man, start standing up, and these kings start standing together, man. Let's win this war between good and evil, and let's win this war, man. You know what I mean? Stop believing in y'all talents. God bless us, man.
Okay. I see that we just got some more airtime on here, so we just not even going to leave shortly like this. We actually going to be going into 2. So, Short Body, we're going to get you to talk about how you came up out of that. You said you've been through the same situation, too, like
right.
I spoke about right. earlier. What was it made you come up out of that? What was the thought process when it actually clicked in your head, and how did you go about, changing and doing different?
My situation comes in as far as I used to be a dope dealer, slanging dope on the street, selling poison in the street. So what happened with me was the similar situation towards the my man frame coming up out of it was I kept calling myself a gangster, but every time I went on the block or every time I got some, when it cost some more work, I had to run from another man and run from the police. And I had to figure to myself, like, hold on, man, how can I call myself a gangster every time I go out trying to make some money to feed my family? I got to run from another man just to get some money. So I just started analyzing my life, I started analyzing my life and my traits. And, you know what I mean? I started, the same thing you said, like, far as you start seeing how she was controlling your every movement and controlling your surroundings. So that's how I felt about my life situation. I felt like that was being controlled by that evilness, by that stuff. Even though I was trying to control the money, I was getting controlled by the money. You feel what I'm saying? I was getting controlled by that evilness, that fast life, that making me think it was cool. When all the time,
right.
I started seeing that the dope and all that stuff was bringing guns around my family, bringing the wrong people around my kids. You know, so even though I was paying them bills and all that stuff and taking care of myself, buying cars and all that, I still wasn't happy. You feel me? I wasn't happy. So then what I was figuring was, by me being an ex-convict, you know what I mean? By me being an ex-convict, I figured I wasn't going to be able to go get no good job, man. You know what I mean? To take care of my three kids that I have. So I started thinking deep to myself about what I could do, you know what I mean, to actually still be out there doing what I love to do. And that's be around people and, you know, still communicate and, you know, be out there on the street. So I figured out, you know, I got to find a way to come up out this mess I'm in, man. And it ended up, I had the last dope case I caught, somebody snitched on me, and I said, I'm not running from the police no more, and I'm not going to jail no more. And I ended up, writing me a book, man. Like, you know, I ended up writing me a book, man, studying about what I needed to do, taught myself how to type, you know what I mean? Taught myself how to save on the floppy disk when the floppy disk was out, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I think basically what I'm saying is God came into my life, man, without me asking for him or without me even knowing he came in. I just took the signs that he gave to me in my life made me change, you know what I mean? I got them signs and I had to keep moving with it.
I walk
with God in this vision I do. So it's like to me, my next moves come from him. You know what I mean? So that's what I keep moving. You gotta let God in your life and let him change you and let him show you what you need to be doing, man. So I started believing in my God gifted talents and ran with it.
Right. That's, you know, I can respect that, Short Body, because you know I know you do music or whatever, and you know you got a book out, and you know you're doing a lot of good things or whatever. You know, VJ speaks like really highly of you, and you know, that makes me just be like, you know, I speak to Short Body. I hear him on the radio all the time. You know, you call up, and I'm like, well, you know, I want to meet Short Body. You know, he a big supporter of Mad Dads, and Mad Dads is definitely a huge supporter of you. You know, and it makes me feel good, man, because, you know, we need, these kids need some role models to look up to. You know what I'm saying? And, and like you said earlier, you know, it's the hood mentality thinking of things as far as, you know what I'm saying, our young men and our young women or whatever, with a lot of things that go on, you know, as far as, you know, like hoodly things or whatever. And they need role models to look up to, man. They need to see people doing things a different way. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I commend you for, you know, for taking that step and changing your life and doing something different. And instead of, you know, being out there on the block and another little kid seeing you and he want to be just like you doing the negative things you doing. You know what I mean? It takes a lot. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot, you know what I'm saying, to actually make that change. Because, you know, a lot of people can know they got to do it, but actually doing it is another thing. You know what I'm saying, Short Body?
Right. And this is the major thing about it, man. This is the major thing about it. A lot of people be like, what do you do to get back to your community? Or how could you tell a kid or a young man to stop slanging dope or stop being in a negative situation? How are you doing that? And I say, first of all, I'm on that same corner that I used to be on. I'm on the same block that they used to be on, slinging my books and CDs. That's what I say. See, now that they see me doing it, that's what, when I was a kid, what I said was the dope dealers and the gun slingers. Now that they see me on these blocks, what I give back to my people is belief. When they see me back out there on the blocks right now, actually doing that, popping my trunk, man. I'm jumping in cars, taking planes, trains, and automobiles, selling books and CDs. I just came from Washington doing it. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I do. Saying that to say, this is how we give back to our community, by showing. Actions speak louder than words, man. That's how we was. I don't want to be no false role model to the kids that look up to me right now. Like right now, all the people that I used to look up to, there was false role models saying that they weren't trying to be a role model, but I was misled into a wrong direction. We're taking our talents to, feel me? So, saying that to say, this is how we give back to our community, man, by being out there, letting them see us do it like they seen us doing it. You feel what I'm saying? So, basically, that's what we do to give back to the community, man.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad you took it back to the block. You know, you mentioned it like that. You know, because that's what they see when you out there on the block. If they see you out there, you know, selling drugs or whatever, that's what they want to do. They see that, they think they glorifying it. That's what they want to do. So for you to come back to the same block that, you know, you grew up at, and they see you out there, you know, with the CDs and the T-shirts, then that's what they get thinking. Oh, I want to do this too, or whatever. You know what I mean? And anything that's positive, that's a positive thing instead of the negative. You know what I mean? You know, and that's beautiful. Because, you know, our young men and our young women, they very talented. We already know they very talented. And just to, you know, give them a chance. You know what I'm saying? If they had that chance, I guarantee you they'd be ready to shine and blow up and do a lot of beautiful things. You know what I'm saying? That can always, you know, that would shine light on that community. You know what I mean?
Right. That's a part of fixing that problem we had with that dude sitting on that couch. You know what I mean? Because that's going to help that dude get off that couch. That's going to help them little kids get off. Don't want to sit on that couch and be chilling in the house like that. They're going to want to go out there and get that money without them people having to take it out of their pocket. You know what I mean? It's a cycle we got to start changing, fam. It starts from there. You know what I mean? Like I said, we can't probably save a lot of these cats that we're trying to save on that couch, man. They heard us already. It ain't like they ain't got positive examples out there, man. VJ them out there all the time, fam. Whole ministry and them, they out there all the time. So they have positive examples. The older guys, our guys, the ones that's our age, they know better, fam. So what it is,
right.
Now, it's up to them to make that decision. It's up to the women that they stay with. They can't be letting them men stay with that. They got to, if they don't take it as encouragement, if they don't do it as an encouragement point instead of a downfall, like trying to down the man and try to encourage him, if they don't know how to do that, then we got to help them learn how to do that. They got to help each other, man. It's mental. It's a mental thing. It's not a money thing. It's a mental thing, man. So
would you agree with me and say that it's safe to say that we need the women now to step up and start giving these men ultimatums now? Because we really need stuff done about that. You know, we need these women to hop aboard with us, man, and
right.
to make men, you know, the change and actually want to do better
right.
and actually get out and do what he needs for himself. Because, you know,
right.
ain't nothing good about a grown man, you know, laying up with a woman and he has to borrow money to go to a restaurant to go get him a sandwich, man. Like, you know, that's sad. You know what I mean? It's sad, and it happens a lot in our community, you know.
That's real sad, man. We don't need our men out here. To me, that's been less of a man just to even think you got to live with a woman or take what a woman have to get over. That's not even making a step right there. You have to, your mind frame have to be able to be able to combine and, man, and play your position, man. You know what I mean? That's not being a king. Man, how you going to call yourself a king if you sitting up here standing up under somebody and ain't making the moves of a king? You know what I mean? You got to earn your position, man. And our queens have to realize that they're queens enough to make these men earn their position. They have to realize that, man. You cannot, disposition yourself or discredit yourself from who you are and what you are too. You know what I mean? That has to be installed in our queens to initiate that, fam.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Shorebody, how do we speed up this process though, as far as like, you know, it's already happening. Like, as far as, you know, like making a woman take a stand, how do we get that man to see this is what needs to be done? I mean, I know he knows that, but how do we make that click with him? Do you think there's something that can be done that can just make that light go off in his head?
Yeah, what it is for that man, for that man to actually have that to go off with that light in his head, you know what I mean? Our men, I'm going to be real with you. Our men that's doing it now is really too late because they're trapped in that mind frame right now to where this woman's still going to keep letting him do it. If this woman's going to still keep letting him do it, it's not going to be on, it's not on him no more. He really believes he's getting over. You know what I'm saying? He really believes he's doing this thing. Like, he's looking at the smaller picture instead of the bigger picture. So it's kind of hard because we can't beat it into him. We can't fight him. We can't, you know, all we can do is,
right.
All we can do is be the best we can around them, man. You know what I'm saying? And be here for them as far as them knowing that we're here for them to help. They can't use an excuse that they ain't got no help. You know what I'm saying? They can't use an excuse. So it's like we really don't have no control of that right now. The women will have to actually be kicking these dudes up out their house, man. The bottom line, they got to get them up out of there. The women got to stand up and get them dudes up out their house, man, because other than that, they're going to keep on doing it. Their mind frame already set on it.
Yeah,
so,
I definitely agree with you. I'm all about the women kicking them out. I feel like, you know, with that being said, you know, the men really need the world to reach out and touch them in a way,
right.
to, you know, to open their eyes up, because it seems like they're walking around with their eyes closed. You know, and they just bumping into everything.
They're forcefully doing that now, though. They're choosing that now. See, there's a difference, man. We can't keep giving them excuses, man. This is what would happen to them. This is why they're still doing that, because we give them excuses. I'm so tired of that, man. I'm so tired of these people not seeing us out in these streets. I'm so tired of these people not realizing Mad Dads and all these other groups. We out here now. We didn't have them before. You know what I'm saying? They don't have the excuses, man, for us to keep ripping on them or giving them excuses for why they ain't taking care of business, man. They don't have that excuse. So that's why I said we got to go hard or nothing. We got to step up as a people, man. Sorry to interrupt you, man. I kind of get too many things about how these people not looking at us, man. Like, we ain't trying, man.
I feel where you're coming from, and, you know, you I love it when you talk about that because you're passionate about it. But I think it's safe to say that, you know, it's hard to reach the people that's our age. So what we need to do now is really start with the young people right now. And we need to,
right.
You know, make sure that we take a precaution with them on how we're raising them,
right.
What we have
right.
around them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because, you know, they are the future and they will be the people who's running the world, you know what I'm saying, after us, you know what I mean? So I think
right.
it's safe. We need to start working on them now. And like you said,
right.
we still be there for the brothers, you know what I'm saying, and
right.
letting them know that we're here when they're ready to come for that help. But
right.
yeah, it's definitely
right.
a time to work on the younger, on the next generation, you know.
Because that's what it's all with, that fruit, man, that root, that's the root right there. Because, you know, like I said, we already spoiled right now, fam. We spoiled apples, man. We spoiled apples. And I ain't gave up on us at all. But we are spoiled apples. We that last part of that fruit that came off that tree. We that last part. We are.
Right.
So what is it? Since we know we spoiled right now, we can help these fresh fruit grow, man, by starting off with these people, the people we can help. And being examples to the men that's our age. Stay that real example to the men that's our age, because we lost our kids. We in our age, we lost our generation of kids. You see what I'm saying? So we can't teach them nothing. All we can do is be the strongest men we are and keep on putting the word out to our queens and help them with their mind frame too. You know what I mean? So that's what we can do.
Right, right. I just had a friend of mine walk in named Keisha, and she been listening to you talk show about it. She got a question for you. Keisha, you want to ask?
I'm not sure if we touched on this, but I was wondering. Now, there is a lot of men living off the woman, but in most of these situations, when the woman tells this man that she's had enough, this man, I guess, feels maybe threatened and begin to beat on her now. How does she begin to help him realize that there's other ways to live other than off of her when he puts fear in her and she's scared
right.
to leave him?
Right, right, right.
In situations
right.
like those. Now, how do we break through being a woman in that situation?
Right.
Okay, what I would say to being a woman in that situation, that means you have to, okay, if they ain't got no family members or a community that is stepped behind them, and it have to be looked at as a not just that woman's problem then, because now it had to be situated, it had to be taken care of within the family or within that community to help her get this situation straightened out. And she had to be willing to be open to the community and tell them what's really going on with it, because you got to think about it. When they do get, like you said, they get scared and they get beat on and stuff like that, they don't open up. They get scared of that one man thinking he's going to rule the rest of their life. You know what I'm saying? So they got to come up out of that being scared of that one man and thinking that he's going to be able to control that next move. You know what I'm saying? They get stuck like that. So they have to realize that he's not the one that's controlling their lives. He's not the king right now. There ain't no king going to keep putting their hands on their woman and believe that they're still the king of that house. You know what I mean? So they got our women scared right now. But that's what they have to start reaching to their family, and their families have to start also listening to them and getting them out of that situation. Because if somebody beat my sister and she tell me to come get him, it's a done deal. You see what I'm saying? And he ain't going to be threatening no more. It's gonna be over with that. He's gonna have to go. If I have to go live with it and make sure this dude don't come through, that's how I gotta be. You know what I mean? It has to be stood on right now. If they doing that, then they have to be really stood on as a community and as a family. It comes to that mentality that we have right now together. We have to be learning to love each other as a family, man, and be able to help that young lady come up out of that situation.
But what about that man? Because that has to be a mental handicap to make him feel threatened enough to put hands on her,
right.
to just kind of assert his position so he don't fail.
Right.
I think he maybe put hands on her so he don't fail. So how can we open our young men's eyes and let them know that there is other ways and other than just living off that woman? And this has been that's probably been like a mental handicap that they haven't even realized, maybe just because they have been living that way so long.
Right. See, and then that comes with seeing, like me, I'm one of the type, now when my man was talking about how he was in that situation, I'm one of the type that I used to think it was cool to put your hands on a woman when I was growing up. I was born in 1973, you know what I mean? And I seen my mama and daddy fight and have sex, you know what I mean? I seen my aunties and my uncles fight and have sex. So saying that to say, when I finally caught myself trying to get into a relationship and get married and all that stuff, I brought that same situation to my marriage thinking that that's how life was. You feel what I'm saying? So we had ended up coming to, we grew up with that type of mentality that's already